A bar manager is accused of making teen girls duel. Making beans sexy is a new campaign promoting health and environmental benefits. And the makers of a suicide pod plan to finally sell it. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I'm Jonesy. Thank you for being with me and this show. I have three strange stories from around the world. Let's jump right into it. A bar manager in Japan is accused of making teenage girls duel. Wow. Osaka, Japan, a place that I have been before. It's known for the food culture. And believe you me, amazing food is to be had in Osaka. Well, it says here, a 30-year-old man, a manager, running what's called a girls' bar in Osaka, was arrested on suspicion of having two teen girls partake in an organized fight, also known as a duel. This resulted in an employee's injury, according to the police. Wow. A girls' duel in a bar? I want to see the anime version of this. When is this coming out? Well, it says here the Osaka police arrested Aichi Ueno, who is a resident of Osaka and manages the girls' bar, which is located in the city's Kitashinchi Entertainment District. Whew, I got it out, guys. This is in Osaka's Kita Ward. The guy allegedly told an employee and a former employee of the bar where female workers serve drinks, quote, "You should fight each other one-on-one. I'll prepare a place." The police say that about midnight, he had the teen girls duel at the bar's affiliated establishment. The employee suffered some injuries, including facial bruises, as usually happens when you engage in a bar brawl. Now, this is a very complicated situation. According to the police, the employee and others had summoned the former employee, who quit the bar without notice, and met her on the street. The bar owner, Ueno, and the others took a taxi to the other establishment, and the two reportedly punched each other with their bare fists for 5 minutes. This sounds like the beginning of the movie Battle Royale. Now, there is a law that was implemented in 1889 in Japan that bans the acts of challenging others to a duel and being present during a duel as well. Well, I guess the definition of duels in Japan is different from the definition of duels in old school America, where you would use pistols, meet in the town square, and you would draw pistols. I challenge you to a duel tomorrow at sundown. Isn't that how it went? You stared at my concubine, you rascal. It was always because of some rascally behavior. I know nothing about duels. I do know that duels are still legally allowed in the Boston Commons. They haven't taken it off the books yet. I found that when I was looking into weird laws that are still on the books. Anyways, I digress. Sorry, guys. I'm extremely stoned. Now, the Osaka Police Department has not revealed whether the bar manager, Ueno, has admitted to or denied the allegations made against him regarding this duel that he allegedly set up. Meanwhile, they are questioning the girls that were involved in the duel, which really was just a fistfight. And they're interviewing the affiliated parties who were at the duel at that time. All right. I mean, I'm not sure this is going to stick on the girls' bar manager who's accused of making them duel. I mean, no one can really make you duel. They can pay you to duel, I'd imagine. But this sounds like it's a voluntary fistfight at the end of the day. But, you know, it's hard to say with such little information. I am curious, what the hell is a girls' bar? Is this a strip club? Let me look this up. Oh, here we are, a girls' bar. Well, it's not as scandalous as I thought. Put simply, a girls' bar is a drinking establishment where the female bartenders make drinks and serve customers. The customers sit at the bar and can speak to the girls as they make the drinks. Now, in case you're wondering, the girls' bar never involves sex. The girls' bar is not a brothel. In fact, the bartenders will actually stay firmly behind the bar and may even report you to the owner if you touch them with any intent. So you have to keep a respectable distance. Unless, of course, you challenge them to a duel, aka a fist fight on the street corner. Now, interestingly, the girls' bars charge the customers in increments of 30, 40, or 60 minutes to be at the bar and talk to them. And that doesn't include the cost of the drinks as well. And it's pretty customary and expected for you to buy the cute girl bartender a drink as well. So you have to buy the bartender a drink too. That sounds like a place where you can really lose your shirt. Now, who goes to girls' bars? Well, mostly men, it says. It could be a tired businessman who's just off work. It could be a young man who's nervous around women and wants to practice his conversational skills with cute girls. It could be a foreign resident who wants to improve his Japanese, or a tourist who just wants to see what a girls' bar is all about and what Japan has to offer. Japan is a wonderful, weird place. It's one of my favorite countries in the world. I'd love to go back there. Very weird things are going on over there, guys. Make beans sexy is a new campaign promoting the health benefits of beans. Can beans save the world? The humble legume is already a staple at dinner tables around the globe, as you know. But now we have a coalition of environmental groups that claims doubling your bean consumption could actually help protect and save the planet and tackle the cost of living crisis that we're all dealing with at the moment. This new beans initiative is coordinated by a group called the Sustainable Development Goals Advocacy Hub, which is a very convoluted name for your group. I think you should shorten it. They're promoting beans as a unique solution to the climate, health, and economic challenges facing the planet. How can beans save the planet? Let's learn a little bit. I thought they made us all fart, or fluff, as some people like to call it, which I can't imagine does the environment any good. Here's a quote from the executive director of this group. Everyone is worried at the moment. How can we make nutritious meals for our families when money is so tight? Also, how can we help tackle this climate crisis? How can we do something about the 3 billion people on this planet who are malnourished? Well, beans! Beans is how we should do it! Beans are the answer! Beans! Now, the article asks this question. What are the environmental benefits of eating beans, guys? Do you know? Well, global food production is responsible for a third of all planet heating gases emitted by human activity. But not all foodstuffs are created equal. Meat accounts for 60% of the food-related gas total, with a single kilo of beef creating 70 kg of emissions. Cattle grazing is also a huge driver of deforestation, particularly in vulnerable ecosystems such as the Amazon rainforest. Now, beans release 90% fewer greenhouse gases than some animal proteins. They also improve the soil health, inputting nitrogen into the soil and reducing the need for fertilizer. Yet, in this wide world that we live in, on average, only 21 grams of beans are eaten per person per day, which is compared to 112 grams of meat. So over five times as much meat is consumed by humans currently. And the Beans Coalition wants you to know that flipping this imbalance could actually reduce stress on the planet. But what about our colon? Now we have a quote here from a former White House chef. Oh, I guess if you get to be a chef at the White House, they ask you questions about foodstuffs. I love beans. I cook beans. I grow beans. I eat the beans. I've never met a bean I didn't like, in fact. They are little nuggets of greatness, and they have the potential to improve the lives of people around the world. If we collectively focus on this one product, beans, that we know is good for us, these beans, we can really make a difference with the beans. To do this, we're going to need everyone's help. We're going to need chefs to put more beans on their menus, and why not make beans sexy? Well, one of the benefits of eating more beans is it's a cheap, protein-rich alternative to the meat, as we've alluded to earlier. Dried beans only cost, on average, $1 per 500 grams. Yes, very cheap. If you go to the store, you see those bags of dried beans, very affordable. Yet, go over to the meat department. I mean, have you seen the increase in meat prices over the last year? Now, new varieties of beans are also being pioneered all the time as well. Over the last few years, bean breeders, as they call them, at the Pan-Africa Bean Research Alliance have developed more than 500 new varieties of beans, increasing the nutritional value of the humble legume. Now, we have a quote here by Dr. Agnes Kalabata, who says here is a bean champion. I don't know what a bean champion is. Probably someone you shouldn't be in an elevator with often. Because she's going to fart, guys. Get it? She's going to fart. She's all over the beans. She's a bean champion. Did you get that bit? Okay. Here's her quote. Well, beans, legumes, pulses, and peas come in thousands of varieties, don't you know? Beans are an excellent crop for farmers to grow, and they're rich in proteins and irons. Beans are good for you. Every time you eat these beans, you're supporting a family to have a better income and better nutrition, and you are helping soils regenerate. This is a super crop in every sense of the word. I love beans! Beans, 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 beans! Now, this new beans campaign is convening a specialist in the bean science and innovation category to determine how they're going to target their doubling consumption of the beans, how it can be measured, how it can be achieved. They want to increase our bean consumption. And whenever you see a story like this, you have to wonder, are they really concerned about our health, or are they trying to increase the profits in their certain segment? Now, of course, a lot of these facts can be verified. If beans are in fact healthy for you and they help save the planet, then I think maybe eating more beans would be a marvelous thing. I myself really love a good three bean chili. Ooh boy, I could spend all weekend with a nice hot three bean chili, a bag of cheese grated, and tortilla chips, man. Just dipping all day, man. Watching football. Oh God, life is sweet when you got a three bean chili in front of you and some football. Do you guys agree? The Suicide Pod plans to sell in Switzerland. There's a company that makes a 3D printed suicide pod. Did you know? They're claiming they can help carry out assisted suicides, and they are confident this could be used in Switzerland as early as next year. The company is called Sarko. They hired a Swiss legal expert who found that this machine does not break any laws in Switzerland. But other lawyers are questioning these findings. Dignitas is an assisted suicide organization. They say it would be very unlikely to meet much acceptance in Switzerland, this suicide pod. Assisted suicide, in which somebody is given the means to end their own life, is actually legal in Switzerland. About 1,300 people died there in this way in 2020. Which prompted the company to look into bringing the pod over to Switzerland. Now, the current method used in Switzerland to provide a person who wants to end their life is to give them a series of liquids that, if ingested, will end their life. By contrast, this suicide pod, which can be placed anywhere, is flooded with nitrogen, reducing the oxygen levels very rapidly. The process would make the person inside lose consciousness and die in approximately 10 minutes. The suicide pod is activated from the inside and also has an emergency button to exit. For this particular story, they interviewed Daniel, who's a legal expert and assistant professor at the University of St. Gallen. He told the media that his findings suggested, in fact, that the pod did not constitute a real medical device, so would not be covered by the Swiss Therapeutic Products Act. He also said the device would not fall foul of laws governing the use of nitrogen, weapons, or product safety. This means, in his conclusion, that the pod is not really covered by the Swiss law. Now, if the suicide pod actually gets the go-ahead for use in Switzerland, which seems highly unlikely, the pod will not be offered for sale in the conventional way. Instead, the suicide pod's creator, Dr. Philip Nitschke, says he plans to make the blueprints available so that anyone could download the design and then make it with a 3D printer. He wants to remove any kind of psychiatric review from the process and allow the individual to control the method themselves. That is his goal. He has long campaigned for the right to die, earning him the nickname, as you know, Dr. Death. Currently, there are two prototypes of the Sarko suicide pod, with a third being printed in the Netherlands as well. Dr. Nitschke has, of course, faced criticism for the pod, with some saying that its futuristic design actually glamorizes suicide. Well, you know, this is a very controversial issue here. assisted suicide. It's not okay in the United States, as far as I know. It doesn't stop people from taking their life, though, obviously. My personal stance on it is if you really want to end your life, you should be able to do so. And I mean, we should have total autonomy on our bodies and our minds that comes to sex, drugs, and whether or not you want to end the show. Yeah. Now, of course, I also believe that before an assisted suicide should be carried out, all methods of intervention should be explored, including psychedelic substances as well. If you think you might want to end your life, I think a large dose of something like psilocybin mushrooms, along with therapy and, you know, the intervention of friends and family, all of that should be carried out first, because you might change your mind after such experiences. What do you guys think of this whole situation with the pod, with the assisted suicide? I'd love to hear your opinion. Call 646-450-2012. Yay! Well, thank you for joining me for this weird AF News podcast extravaganza. I hope you had a lovely weekend. Thanks to everybody who reached out to me over the weekend. I hope you enjoyed the Florida Friday episode. That was a real doozy. I don't know what doozy means, but people say it. Yeah, Jonesy, people that are 90 years old say it. Touche. Well, we have a holiday weekend, guys. Many of us, anyways, if you're living in the U.S., it's the week of Thanksgiving. I'm going to continue to put out the episode for the week. I'll put out episodes until I experience a food coma, and then, of course, I won't be able to do anything, as you know. Now, many of you will be traveling. Please be safe. Please don't attack any airline employees. I'd appreciate that. And try and stay out of Florida if you can. Even if your family's there, you might have to just write them off, guys, at this point. It's like, no, you guys come to me, all right? I'm not going to Florida. If you'd like to support the show because you believe in what's going on here and you get some entertainment out of it, it brings a little something to your daily day. Your daily day, as if that makes sense. That's called redundancy, Jonesy. Yeah, thank you. I know. If you'd like to support the show, I have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews. And you can also join the Patreon by going to my website, weirdafnews.com. Or you can download the Patreon app on your smartphone and do a search for Weird AF News. Shout out to Kat. Kat just increased her pledge on the Patreon, so she gets a nice shout out. I appreciate you upping your level of generosity, Kat. Kat's a big fan of the show and obviously a very sweet, kind, and generous individual who wants to, you know, make sure that we pay the bills over here in the closet. So thank you so much for that, Kat. Now, if you go to weirdafnews.com, not only can you join the Patreon, you can buy Jonesy a coffee. That's a sweet thing to do for the holidays. How about that? All right, anyways, you guys take care. I'll see you tomorrow.